This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Japanese scientists have begun human trials of a new drug designed to regrow human teeth, offering a potential alternative to traditional implants and dentures. The drug, TRG-35, works by inhibiting the USAG1 protein, which suppresses tooth development. In animal trials, the drug successfully activated dormant tooth buds and led to new tooth growth in mice and ferrets. The initial human trial, underway at Kyoto University Hospital, involves 30 adults aged 30 to 64 who are missing at least one tooth. This first phase will assess the drug's safety before moving to pediatric trials, targeting children with congenital tooth agenesis, a condition where permanent teeth never form. If successful, the researchers hope to launch the treatment commercially by 2030, positioning it as a revolutionary biological solution to tooth loss and a potential replacement for artificial implants. The ability of sportsmen and outdoors people to ladder vault a corner of private property to access landlocked public lands is now the rule across much of the American West after the U.S. Supreme Court declined in late October to hear a Carbon County, Wyoming landowner's challenge of the practice. The case was that of four hunters who crossed Fred Eshelman's land in Carbon County, Wyoming to access a landlocked public parcel 4 years ago when the hunters were cited for trespassing. They won their criminal case at a trial. But when Eshelman's company sued the hunters for civil trespass, the hunters won that case at every stage as well, culminating in the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling in the hunters' favor in March. After deliberating, the U.S. Supreme Court also sided with the hunters, creating a precedent for corner crossing in the Tenth Circuit, which includes Wyoming. It also leaves intact other similar language out of the Eighth Circuit and sympathetic language in the Ninth Circuit, which includes Montana. Though the ruling sets a new precedent, the win is bittersweet for the hunter's attorney, Ryan Semerad of Casper, Wyoming. He believes the hunters would have prevailed in Washington, D.C., had the high court chosen to hear the case, and the ability to corner cross into public lands would have been the law of the land nationwide. The attorney, Semerad, said, "It's a mixed feeling, the way I'd describe it. The client said to me this morning, it feels very much like we were in the ring, we were going to knock him out, and the high court called the fight. But it's still a victory," the attorney said. "In the vast majority of what people think of when they think of the West, this is the rule," said Semerad. He also reflected on the fact that not one U.S. Supreme Court justice issued a dissent in the denial. "The decisive win marks the end of an era," said Semerad. The hunters were first cited in Carbon County 4 years ago in October 2021. Wyoming's Unlawful Enclosures of Public Lands Act of 1885, or the UIA, barred people from extinguishing access to public lands by whatever means, the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals said. In appealing that court's ruling, Eshelman pointed to a 1979 U.S. Supreme Court ruling dictating that the government could not clear a dirt road through private property corners to public land without compensating landowners. But the federal court held that the 1885 federal statute governing fences implicitly preempted Wyoming law and functionally held a limited easement across privately held checkerboard land. The private landowner who wanted to keep the public from crossing at the corners of public and private land said that that would erase billions of dollars in private property value, lead to widespread trespasses and property damage by even the most well-intentioned recreationists. But Eshelman's claims linked to the 1979 case were ill-fitting, Semerad said. Even where a checkerboard landowner exercises bread-and-butter property rights like building a fence on the land, those rights must yield where they conflict with the UIA by obstructing or preventing entry to public land, wrote Semerad in his reply brief. The Tenth Circuit faithfully and correctly applied the law, allowing corner crossing to public land parcels. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.